Call this Finance Committee meeting to order at 5:45 PM on Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. All members are present. I need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of general fund vouchers and financial report.
In your board packet is the financial report for January 2025. At the beginning of the month, we had cash on hand of $1,260,504.16. Throughout the month, we had activity of $2,028,179.15, which brought the cash on hand at the end of the month down to $1,203,282.95. We're asking the board to approve voids 108044 for $102. ACH is 24250031 to 24250150 for $31,792.62. Checks 108449 to 108649 for $410,091.47. Wire transfers 2024-00040 to 2024-00050 for $2,330,220.36. For a total activity needing approval of $2,772,104.45. In the packet is a listing of all of the receipts, voids, checks, all of that, and also Fund 50 and Fund 80. Are there any questions?
Just one question on page 7. I should have asked you before. It says homeless transportation. What was that?
It is for a child that we have to pay half of their transportation because they live in our district. They go to Green Bay. So
McKinney-Vento is an act that children or families experiencing homelessness, if they qualify for homelessness, there is an emphasis on keeping them in their home district. And so if because of homelessness they have to move outside of that district, both districts are responsible for the transportation to their original district. We have a child that was coming out of the Howard Swamico School District that is doubled up in a family member's home in our district. So the transportation to Howard Swamico, and as you know, there's not public transportation or a cheap transportation from Krivitz to Howard Swamico. So Howard Swamico pays half that bill and we have to pay half that bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Till they're no longer homeless.
Yeah.
Till they're no longer homeless or graduating. And we're on the hook for half. I mean, they have to pay half, but we have to pay half.
So we have to get her there, they have to get her back.
They arrange the transportation and they send us the bill and we pay half of it. Like that's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they take.
Yeah, they take care of it. I mean, they arrange it to get the child there. The family can choose to enroll them in the district, but what it is like with homelessness is generally it's temporary. So to switch districts and then switch districts again, like just providing some consistency in a bad situation. The act has really good intentions, but, and I believe when it was originally, given, it was at least partially funded and it is no longer like it's just. We may get pennies reimbursed on what we have. We don't have it real often. A couple of students actually that were in our district experiencing homeless were in another district. And, you know, we try to work with the family, especially when, like, they were original to us. We know them. We have a relationship with them. Haley Abler, a school social worker, works with to try to, okay, how can they stay in our district? What's reasonable for transportation? If the parent has transportation, can we just pay for your gas to help you so it's not a burden on the family? That's one way to do it cheaper than having to pay a transportation company. But we just really try to give them resources that look at housing, in our area, and then if need be, if it's going to be more permanent, then, and you're not homeless anymore or you're going to be doubled up for longer, maybe it's a better idea for them to be in the district that they're now staying in once it becomes a little bit more permanent. There's not a, we only do it for 3 months. Mm-mm. And that's I believe it's federal. It's McKinney-Vento I'm pretty sure it's a federal law. Because it was originally supported through title. So that's why, to me, I'm pretty sure it's a federal law.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering that.
Yep.
That was the only question I had.
Okay,
we need a motion to approve the general fund vouchers and financial report. I'll second it. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
No, make
the
motion to adjourn.
Second.
And motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:50.